Yeah, no, I always feel that whether it's the carbon taxes or these excise duty increases, that they are a tax on people in rural communities like Donegal, you know, who have to have a car really in the main to get by, to, you know, to go to work, you know, to have an education. All of those things require, in the main, having a car, and it has a particular hit on us. And of course, we're a border county, so now you're seeing costs, you know, more expensive than across the border, and you're going to be losing excise and be losing revenue anyway. So there's no sense to this. We called on government not to go ahead with this. The second one this year, there's another one coming in October. Not all has an impact on households.
One of two things is going to happen. Either the people who are driving their cars are going to have to take on that extra cost, or else they're going to go over the border, and that's going to really hurt businesses here who run fuel pumps.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, the companies that would be selling diesel and petrol in Donegal have warned the government about this, and all across the border counties. And this is just the wrong time. I mean, we know that, you know, across the board, energy costs, food costs, everywhere you turn, insurance costs, people are really struggling here. And I just don't understand why government are proceeding with what will be three excise increases this year. And all of that adds up, you know, when you have to run your car or your van or your lorry throughout the year, all of it adds up. So we're saying to government, you know, that this shouldn't be going ahead today, and the increase in October shouldn't be going ahead, and we're asking them to review all of this urgently.
I suppose a lot of people will be wondering why these are coming in, especially during a cost of living crisis. There seems to be other measures that are trying to be put in place to take the pressure off. This seems like an obvious one.
Yeah, I think that what's happening here is cynical, really, from government. They see that, you know, petrol, diesel costs were more expensive about a year ago, but they're very volatile, and those who are expert in the industry say that you could be heading up towards €2 a litre again soon. So they're taking a window where the costs have, the actual costs haven't been as expensive as they were, say, a year ago. They're taking that window to put back in the excise costs. You know, and a big percentage of what the person pays, you know, at the pump goes to government in taxes. And of course, if you go back, way back now, a number of years, you have a 30% increase in petrol and diesel, and that's a 30% increase in tax revenue. So government are gaining big time from people who have to rely on their cars to get around, and they're punishing those people when they get the chance, and that's what's happening right now.